information. Thank you for your insight. We improve this. We maximize our time here for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, be seated. We must maximize our time for God. Our time on earth, we maximize it for God. Amen. We maximize our time for God. That's the point. That Sinash song says, "You are the reason for life, simply devoted to you, oh Lord. I lose my life to follow you. This life that I live, yeah, this life that I live is not I that lives for me to live. It's Christ." Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the point. That's the point. The gospel of Christ gives our life a meaning. We're no longer just after things like those who do not have God. We're no longer just running after pleasures, after shadows, after, you know. Amen. Some days ago or so, they did what we call June 12th in Nigeria, which is basically a commemoration of Stephen Abiola died, or what should I say? As a man, that's it's said of him that when he was around, that he was so rich that it was like, and just few years after his dismiss, where's the wealth? Where's the wealth? Amen. Seen people on hospital bed before, rich men. Just saying, take this money, just give me good health. Hallelujah. Like, somebody ready to drop the whole business. Just take everything away, give me good health. Amen. And someone is on the other side of the world. He's healthy, he has good health, and he committed suicide. Hallelujah. That's the point. And something I said in this series, The Teaching Ministry of Jesus, this is past 10. We have said a lot here. We have spoken about relationships, marriage, divorce, so much for love, hypocrisy. And we're still going to look at that today. And I said something a while ago. I said the only sustainable help for man is the Spirit of God. Remember that? If you follow us in Mixed LR, the only sustainable help for man is the Spirit of God. You cannot use customs, ordinances to help man for long. It may work for a while. It will not last. It will not last. I told you also in the series, so you remember, of course, we all know how women have been abused, bastardized, cheated, thrown out of their husbands as in the middle of the night. A lot has happened. Like I said, I've not heard of a woman with 1,000 husbands, or to have heard of a man with 1,000 wives. Lots and lots like that. So, but then the law of the land saw the evil in that. And they brought in laws to correct that. And for a decade or so, the things seemed to be going on fine, until all of a sudden the game turned around. Hallelujah. So the law that is put in place to maintain love in the family is now what is used to scatter the family structure totally. Several countries today, they are really crying because they know that the next generation, like even what we call marriage will almost be extinct. Amen. you see a woman with the same mouth as you once said, I love you, the same mouth you take him to court. I must collect everything he has. He must wreck. Amen. With the same mouth. So, when you try to just put things in place, structures in place to help man, you can fix the immediate issue for a while. Things will look like it's going okay. But at the end of the day, man will always outwit every custom. That means man will outsmart his. That sinful man, that carnality will always outsmart customs. Carnality will always outsmart ordinances. It will always outsmart our things we have, how do I call them right now? Our good things that we have put in place for things to work. Carnality will outsmart it. The only solution to carnality is the Spirit of God, the indwelling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Spirit does not pamper carnality. Galatians 2:20, for we are crucified with him. Nevertheless, we live, yet not I, gospel, as in Christ, for Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the grace of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's
why Christianity is not about rules. It's not about rules. It's not about rules, codes. No, it's about the reality of the Spirit of God in man. That's why Paul will be speaking in Romans 6. He will get to a place, say, well, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. Right? You with me? He said, okay, I ought not to talk like this, but let me just speak after the manner of men. You must not always be speaking after the manner of men. Teach men their reality. Please, teach men their reality. Legal system cannot... for instance, you will see some countries today, you think that since all their problems look soft, they should be fervent for God. I'm talking about countries that even they are the ones that exported the gospel to Africa. So since the government has imposed, almost solved all their problems, all what we call problem here, it's already solved. Like the things, some of you are secretly in your mind now. One of the reasons you are coming to church is that one day God will just smile on me and I will blow. Secretly sit there and you see, a small part of you. Thank you. You see there that don't let me be normal. Babe. Secretly somewhere see there. Amen. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. That is man's destination. A man without the Spirit is an incomplete man. That is not the man in the image of God. I've told you Genesis 1, Genesis 2, Genesis 1, we saw the intention of God. Genesis 2, we saw it playing out. We saw man on a journey. The man in God's destination is man that has partook of the tree of life, right? Are you with me? That means man that took the tree of life is the man in the image of God. That means in Genesis 1, the way the new creation was communicated was, I want to make man in my what? Own image. The way it is being communicated in chapter 2 is, he will eat of the tree of life, he will live forever. Amen. Same man. So man was still in process. A man without the Spirit of God is incomplete. Okay, it's deficient. It cannot function as man should. That is why Jesus came and he kept saying from the beginning. That means from the intention, from the plan of God. This was not it. That means there was a plan, there was an intention, there is a beginning. Amen. That means if man had received the message of God. For instance, look at what was I've done. Was. Oh God. That's when I just see some people just trying to, you know, hope you know that if you need to sacrifice your right for peace, you know it's worth it. You know it's worth it. You know, most of our generation never saw war. You know, in those age, as you are just getting to the age of spiritual accountability, 16, 17, you are already being taught how to fight, how to kill people. You get me? How to kill. Then, you know, some people said they will carry young boys. And the people who they want to execute, give young boys a gun, shoot them. So that it can be in there, in them, from young, not to kill. Amen. Wars has claimed millions, if not billions, of lives. What causes war? Hatred, selfishness, jealousy, revenge, greed. Thank you. People at times for very unnecessary reason. Like, remember that should be Ben Adar in the Bible, should be king of Syria. I just wrote a letter to that king of Jerusalem also. He said, "Thus says Ben Adar, your horses are mine, your treasures are mine, no, he didn't say what initially, he was saying all your possessions are mine. Now just say, I am at your service." Yes, that will work. He wrote another letter. Don't say Ben Adar. Even your wives and your sons are helping. They're also mine now. Ah! And I ran to the prophet. Over what? Sorry, I didn't know if it's actually fiction or non-fiction. How many of you watch Troy? For what? Over what? One. Now the king that can just do like this in his kingdom and 20 will come to him, but one. Did I say 20? Or one. Is it? That is why the solution to all this is just that four letter word, love. Simple. Love. If love is there, you don't have to read all the what we call the fruit of the works of the flesh. Just love, throw love there. And that love, how does the love come? Is it by teaching them, like this will be teaching, let us love. Love is good. Oh, Romans 5:5. For the love of God is shed abroad where? In our heart. How? By the Holy Ghost. Say by the Holy Ghost. So that is the missing link in humanity. That is why in US is where you just suddenly see a small boy just bring a gun to school, just shoot his colleagues. Just like no, do you know what they do there? No, it's not gun. Do you know what they do? I've heard before. No head of knife and stab. Just go to a railway. Just small. You just bring a knife. Because there's no. You're not. I didn't think. It's a license to have a gun in UK is not like as porous as that of US. But just come to a park. Just stab here. Just stab people. Just anger for no reason. Rot. People have tried over 10 people to do money ritual, and the ritual is not working. They keep trying. That's the issue. It's not working. How? No, that is actually very painful. I was actually discussing with somebody again yesterday at work. How do we do this thing? 10 years ago, say, I love you forever. I will die for you. Now,
hope you heard that. We heard that the owner of Amazon now is fighting for his business. Have you heard
that? Over what?
What they said, I think he said that I didn't even know the allegation. Say he saw one message on her phone. Message. I said, she's going. And she's going with more than half of Amazon. Amazon is the second or third biggest, richest company in the world. I think Google is first. It's first. Is it Google? Oh, no, it's one to three. A woman is just saying, "But don't worry, I am going." Because, you know, nowadays now, and you know, that's why footballers usually marry. Yeah. So you guys, you are wise, Abby. Don't worry. See the beautiful children of Messi, Ronaldo. Do you know the mother? Contracts. At the end of the day, where are we racing for? The race towards where? You cannot help humanity for long with good everything. Everything is fine. Legal system. Now it's just for emergency. A permanent fix for the world. This gospel. This gospel. As you are getting wealthy now, you have to beat it. Hey. I have some big guys at work that usually tell, don't tell my wife how much I collect. Oh, my big guys like old men. He must say why? Say the day she hear. That month, those who have spent over 30, 40 years in service,
said the day she hear that if he dies today, that those who amount of money goes to her, say you will not last that month. I was thinking,
it's okay, it's okay. Don't tell me. I don't like such gist.
And now make matters worse. Now say, okay, we're also married. We have to sign a contract. Pre-nup, are we? Okay, let's say pre-nup. Imagine. How is that love? I say, okay, we have to sign this contract.
No. Do you get that? Hilary, I love you so much. You're awesome. You're, but let us sign, sha?
In case...
Hallelujah. And if you really want to, and of course, I'm only talking about, you know, I've also heard of a man that also said, she broke my heart. Imagine, that man is so shameless. I want to take her money too. I'm serious. We are going.
This is not my sermon, but don't forget, it goes to me look like what is less valued in the world, like that it does not, like nobody really say, don't worry, just keep goes and leave it there.
But at the end of the day, all our structures created to help us, to help our morality, they don't work. Well, it failed some years ago, 50 million people went for it, Second World War. Now it's not now to fight a war. You don't need a week to prepare again. You just sit in one place, be pressing buttons, and the war will be fighting. Anyway, thank you, Nigeria. We don't have any button to press, right? Amen. So you have to do what you say you have. So that is why I'm teaching you.
going to movies, that is not love. You have not gotten there. That is not it, oh. It cannot last. Please, are you hearing me? Pizza, pizza love, pizza love, pizza love. It fails. Fails, eh? Fails. 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 Humanity will drive itself to extinction if we don't act with the gospel. They will drive it down. So it's normal. They will just drive. You don't need, when you're hearing second coming of prayer, you don't need any external body to send fire upon the earth. We don't need, you know, humanity will do it itself. Humanity. Every day now, as you're entering car, you're speaking in tongues. So that somebody does not take advantage of you in the car. And with the same, and like, how do you do evil and you just... You just withdraw an ATM, somebody's behind you. Say, yeah, I'm not everything, though, with the weight. I said, go and withdraw everything. About what? Wickedness. But I've told you that even in developed countries, underdeveloped, everything is none is better. None is better. John chapter 21. I take the gospel with seriousness. Say, I am persuaded that this is the only help for humanity. Point. That's the point. That is the only help. Only help. That's why. It's this gospel that we choose friends, we team up together. So we discuss all this, we discuss marriage. This actually part 5, 6. Please try and get it. Especially since you are single. Please get it before you become double. Sorry, it's not before you become 2 in 1. What do they call that? Please get it. At least. John 21 verse 15. So, how many of us love Jesus? Glory to God. I love Jesus. Because he loved me. Yes, must praise it back to redemption. And yeah, must not just emphasize your love for him, but emphasizing his love for you. Thank you, John 21, verse 15. Verse 15. Let's read together. Thank you. Want to go? So, when they had died, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, amen. He has not said, now this is the point. He has not said, do you love me alone? No. He's not saying, am I the only man in your life? Sorry. That's someone. Take that back by the power of God. He has not said, am I your all in all? Sometimes you just seem just like you are my all in all. And you spend 2 hours in church. I mean, you spend at work every day. He's my all in all. Amen. So, but the point is, that is why it's a where your heart is here. Where your treasure is, your heart will be, right? At times, while as you are at work, your mind is on the gospel. Your mind is on your assignment. So he's not saying, do you love me alone? No, he said, do you love me more than this? It's a priority. That's the point. That's the first thing Christians must learn, okay? Priority. Once you get it wrong on priority, you'll be useless for the ministry.
Marco, do you love me more than this? It's so funny that Jesus first, these are the disciples. After Jesus has taught them for 3 years, he died, he was raised. They have seen him. This is not the first appearance after resurrection. He has told them all the wonderful things. In fact, I believe he has spoken all those Mark 16 already. Already. So, then Peter just, if you read from verse 1, Peter just said, guys, go for fishing, Jared. Let's go and fishing. Amen? Let's go fishing. Amen. And they went, and they went out fishing. And caught nothing. Say that. So, they went for fishing and they came back. I'm sorry. And as you are seeing in the middle of the sea, Jesus appeared, okay, do it on the right side. On the right side, not on the wrong side, something like that. And the fishes came. Guess what? Even as they were still bringing the fish from the sea, they already met Jesus roasting fish on the barbecue stand. Thank you. So it's not only their labor self. Even before they got there, we didn't know how Jesus caught his own fish. Chop chop. So they frying fish for them. Now they ate. Are you eating? So he first gave it to them, right? Now said, do you love me more than this? That's why you have a good job, you have a good family. It's a reason to serve God. Not a reason not to serve God. It's a reason to serve. It's a reason to serve. It's a reason to serve. The earth is the loss, yes, and the fullness thereof. That's why even when they reach, when you are rich, of course you walk, you are rich, you still give glory to God. But in giving glory to God, you don't neglect his work. Are you with me? I mean, so don't just say, oh, Father, thank you for these provisions. Some people, you see testimony time. Praise. No, thank God, I know you have not heard those things for a while. Because you are here. When you go back to your daddy's church, you start hearing again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he has been so good to me. Yes, I've been applying for a contract for the past also. Yes. Finally, it came. Glory to God. I also came with an official car. Praise the Lord.
Have you observed that it looks like maybe my own church? I discovered that it's members that gives more of testimony, not even the workers. I mean, in my own church, not here, of course. Sorry, we don't even give anything. Amen. Is the like because that is what they are focused on. That's all they are thinking about. That man, that rich fool in Luke 12 or Luke 13, he didn't make money from a dishonest gain. In trouble, he worked, and the money came. I said, wow, now I'm okay. Now I can rest. Ah! You could have made the money, you are okay. Why you are still pursuing priority? Are you with me? Of course, don't worry, let me not run ahead of myself. What is man's risk to is coming? So, please, let's read again. So, when they are dying, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, what? Feed my lambs. That word feed is a Greek word, bosko, B-O-S-K-O. It means to pasture. It's not just a one-time deal, no. To pasture them, to lead them to, like, of course, you cannot just feed a lamb once in a week and you say you are feeding it. No, feed my lamb. It's a continuous activity. Don't forget what he was asking him. He said, do you love me more than this? How do we show that we love Jesus? we feed the saints. We feed the saints. Let me say it clearly. We feed the saints. See, we lose many converts in church in our evangelism to Satan, to the world, because we don't feed them. We lose several of our converts back to Satan. His conduct and appreciation. Because we are just amassing. Say, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I speak in tongues. And that's all. That feeding. What, you know what you did? You know what you just did for the convert? When you are still young, when your mom wants to give you a go. No, you don't have a go. Sorry, what's a go in your abs? Thank you. And you don't want to take. What would they do? Close your nose, right? Okay, sorry. You know abs. No pap. What do you guys eat when you are growing up? Jesus? So... You walk, tell us. You. Omagba. You see that they are strong like this. They have strong foundation. That's it. You see the thing black like that. Black. And they will close it. I've never heard anybody. Some people say some kids are daddy for sure, but I've not heard of any. Those women, the eyes part. Amen. So that is what you only did for the man, for the guy. That's not a fit. Just force it, whether he likes it or not. Say, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. Say after me. Why should you preach by say after me? See, everything you say is that you believe. A lot of you here, you all the calculus, you don't believe it. At least you did CRK, you did Islam, you did. Who did you learn? Traditional teacher, you should learn, amen? Okay, Yoruba. Do you believe it? According to Yoruba, who created the word? And where did the word start creation? Ileife, right? It was from Ileife. it was from Ife. That's you know all those people, and they are so funny. They would, I think, the guy that first said that maybe he just is so small part of it. But he actually said something that resembles Genesis 1. We will see that story very well. There's some similar thing. Say, oh, me, when he came to this side of the that he came from heaven with small sand, right? And now pour the sand into the ground, put the chicken on the sand. Chicken now start doing his leg like this until the sand spread towards Europe, South America, Asia, Japan, Russia. Il est fait. As they don't have it, as they do not like to retain God in them. Don't give them up to stupid thinkings. Stupid thinkings. I will believe that. I initially said, Yes, we go to church. Say, he has seven sons. Isn't one son, Abby? Is that one son that now becomes. So that means you are saying. See Ronaldo, right? Very fair, right? Yeah, right. So, see Ronaldo came from like my black brother here, right? Are you with me? Hallelujah! Praise God! It's not serious. Every culture they have their own the result of their own rebellion. At the end of the day, you said everything. Go and study in the book. I didn't know Pastor John would teach you. And if I say thank you, Pastor John. Yes. that topic was also on Monday. We should get to Hinduism.
You see that there is all these things, they are all similar. Everything is just
Church of Mormon. They don't have to be speaking in tongues. They're doing
speak something in the Bible. Twist it.
Amen. Praise God. So don't force salvation on people. Teach them to salvation. Like, let people become saved through wash teaching.
That was something that Akin told me when he was giving up some report yesterday. He said, this man, say, we just get to him. Say, he has been saying the same thing for the past 4 times he went to the family.
Say, for this last time, he just said, wow, okay, the same thing, though.
Like he said the first time, second time he came back, he didn't enter, third time he came back. Yeah, they did for him away. So you can just say, wow, they are already worth it.
So the first time he said the same thing, he said, wow, okay. So let people be convinced through much teaching. Think about it. Think about what it took you to be established in faith.
Like, I love that recommendation of Pastor Seku.
He said, if you don't remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, because I know you guys, you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols. Therefore, I must not leave you guys ignorant. I now give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. That means your action based on the Spirit must not be contrary to the giver of the Spirit, to Jesus, to his plan. The gifts are not different from the fruits.
Are you with me, sirs? The gifts of the Spirit, they are not separate. They are not different from the fruit of the Spirit. All right, they are not separate. They should not be separated. That's what I mean.
So, imagine somebody that is used to does horoscope, idol worship, everything before. You got a few with the Holy Ghost. He spoke in tongue that day and you left him. What will you use the tongue to do? At times you just get somebody feel the Holy Ghost now. You want him to interpret the tongue in the next 2 minutes. You can't calm down. So, I know you just want to speak.
Our second said, when you get a man filled with the Holy Ghost, how many minutes did you recommend minimum?
He said, if you can, try and stay with him for a minimum of 30 minutes. Let him speak. Let him interpret.
Hold on again. Teach him something.
Let him teach him something from the Bible. Let him speak again. 30 minutes. That 5 minutes thing, go back there, Elijah. Go back there. That's why at times, just go back to them. So I thought you spoke to them. Tongues. That's it. Okay, I don't know how to do it again, though.
I've heard that before.
I don't know how to do it again.
Tell someone beside you, they feel the lamp of Jesus.
No, we don't feed them. Let me use the word, they die. Because I know salvation is a standard. But they die in their appreciation. We don't know that they are saved.
Or, the way I put in my notes, the salvation will be so useless on this earth realm if they don't grow up. Without spiritual growth, the salvation will be useless on this earth realm. So useless. It's like a day-old baby without food. Come on.
That means someone received Christ yesterday, today. Look for him. Don't give doubt a chance. That's how Satan work. Doubt. Suggestions. Opinions.
Only got born again, saved yesterday. Don't give doubt a chance. A chance. Don't allow Satan. Remember the parable of the sower, right? Oh, wow. do you know that it's not all of them that are... He's not talking about those who are rejecting the word. Have you seen everything? They all receive the word, but firstly in a by the wayside. What is by the wayside? He received the word, let me put this in a literal interpretation, where there are plenty information. Are you with me? No, wayside. Everybody is fasting, right? I'm not the only one that is fasting. When it's like when there is plenty, everything is going. That means your gospel will just look like one of those information. To the best of the air, what will happen? You just come, pick it, and up they go. The one that received the word among the tongues. That's when I was interpreted as what? Hears of this word, right? Deceitfulness of riches. Ladies and gentlemen, have you observed that he took this deliberate, consistent coming to church to take that case of this word from your heart? Hello? How many of you have observed that? Like, if today you are more contented, do you know that he took this consistent everyday thing? You know it was not there when we started initially. If you want to blow, just, and this should not blow, but it's just it at all costs. And that thing, all of you do to the world, it will kill the world. The world will be unfruitful. That mindset, I'm always thinking, wow. I need to get a job of the size of six. How many degrees? 5 or 6. I don't know if I pray for. 7-0. Wow. God, I must marry a black American. No, he took this everyday thing. So you just went to share the world with somebody that is working as a hostess in a hotel, and you are thinking that is enough. We have a duty, with brethren. Remember, that should be Acts 15, and the last verse, before Paul and Barnabas separated. Paul said to Barnabas, say, let us go again. So I learned that in the memory verse from the school then. I said, let us go again to every city where we are preached, and let us see how they do. Paul said to Barnabas. It's a commitment. Why did you just go back there? You say, I thought you were going again. But what? Say much teaching. That is why at times it is worth relocation. You traveled home, you did stops. Somebody said, you say he's saved. Eh? You are saved now. And you are traveling back, and all the churches around is Aladra church. And you have a free house here. You are the only one there. Carry him. That is it. These are one of the things we must start putting in our culture. Carry him home. Of course, there are discretions and rest which we put in place and ensure you are not just not taking advantage of it. But it must be part of you, because that closeness, remember when that discipleship, discipleship, we see what closeness, close marking, right instruction, that's accountability, right instruction, then there's so one there. There's the first one, constant teaching. You see, we can all become like Pastor Michael tomorrow. Your disciples can be like him tomorrow. Load him every day. That's all. Load him every day. Your disciples can do more miracles than Benny him tomorrow. But it's not. But these things come in not by staying far from the world. It does not come that way. Oh, glory to God. Did that come down? Is there a productivity of the word? How the word is. What is that? I'm profiting in and profiting of the word. Amen, amen. Say the word must not be scanty for my disciples. That's the point. The word must not be scanty. They will not be candid. Let me tell you the truth. My sales update, I have blocked or even muted over. Now it's more than 50 actually. course, moves. Because once I just see backsliders, like people want to be in ministry and just doing everything, and they are rubbish. I want to see you again. Because, I'm like, I'm just, I'm a woman business. Remember the other day I posted on Leo, because I said, guys, I know I tried, but it's not enough. And right then, we finished Leo, and for the next 2-3 weeks, we were, oh, wow, just sharing testimony, come to interpretation. Testimony, this is what happened. I went there, I did this, I did that. After a month, two. Yeah, Pastor, when is the next layout? That's the word they were asking again. Amen, amen. Praise God. So it's not I don't know how to do special program in this place that everybody in the next company. They know that my service is here. I'm not coming, I will make them come. I don't like not help them. I don't know if you have any rebels. Let me see your hand. Probably W told that. I'm sorry, I'm going to random. Amen. You raise up your hand now. No, I feel like a problem. I say, in the next 3 years, be like this man. How many of you? This is 10 years after then. 10 years! Henry T! When you start in Elton. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want to become like your disciple and loshilati, not my family. Okay? Come to us. That is the point. Go, close marking. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is how the word can get to the permanent site. See, do you know, for instance, I think I'm preparing for healings, next healings too. Now, we really do it. Amen. Now, do you know, for instance, to get stronger on the gift of healing is to focus on the same thing you are doing on this one. Same thing. But what we now take? Extreme focus on the same thing. How much more soil you now push to outside? One day. That's why, remember, I said, before somebody can qualify to enter your book of life, please talk to them twice, three times, like that. That is preaching. Preaching is not sharing tracts. That can help in some regions of the world, of course. Ask Peter, lovest thou me more than this? Feed my lamb. If each person in Carrie's camp meeting can be like the pastor, amen. Praise God, amen. And each one that came for Carrie's camp that has become the pastor now took ministry. We have less problem. Everywhere will be jarring with the gospel. Amen. So let the word get to its permanent site. Let it get there. Admonish you. First John 4. This is how we show we love Jesus. When we feed his church. When we feed the saints. When we feed them. So Jola Emi said, the greatest honor you can do to a saint is to teach him God's word. Greatest honor. Not to give him first-timer package. Not to give him... Do you want a first-timer package in your church? Let's teach you 21st century. Greatest honor you can do to a saint is to teach him God's word. God's word. 1 John 4, 11 and 12. Let's read together. One to go. Thank you, sirs. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 12. No man hath seen God at any time.
If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Of course, we rephrase that in 1 John. You know, the way it looks like is that you must love for you, for God to dwell in you. You know, like God dwells in us, and that is how, and we express the indwelling of God in us by loving one another. Amen. Praise God. See 2 John 1. Third John 1. It was a chapter. Held down to the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that you might prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. We always think that he's just talking about bodily thing before. One day, Pastor read in the next two verses. Wow. Let's read verse 3 and 4. Guys, want to go? For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4, come on. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. That's strong. He said, no greater joy. No greater joy than to see my disciples established in the ministry. That's the point. No greater joy. Every day you meet 3, 4, 5, 10 people. Where are they? I'm not necessarily saying they should come to this church. That's not the primary thing I'm saying. But where are they? Are they still appreciating the word the same way? Like, it's not about... That is why... Oh God. It's not about just spreading the word. Of course, it works. So in some... You know, at times, we don't know who will believe, who will not believe initially. But when you sit a man down and you teach him, oh God. For instance, like, you know, we have said a lot in this place that actually don't assume anybody is even saved. What do you simply keep doing? Teach again. Teach again. Teach. Like Nicodemus, you know, if you see what Nicodemus told Jesus in John 3, say, this one is born here. He loves Jesus. He's everything. Ah, say, I know you came from God. No man can do this miracle except God is with you. He says, except the man be born again. What are you saying again? I have loved you, I honor you. That is enough. Amen. See how people was looking for fish in John 6. They took boats, cross sea. He'll be there. You think they are saved? With the passion, the zeal. Master, we have been looking for you. How are you doing, sir? Where have you been? Just now throw it down for them. Amen. Sorry. Just now throw the oracle for them. Amen. No. Except you eat my flesh. Yeah! Drink my blood. Bearer. Escape! Care for your spiritual growth. Okay? Care for your spiritual well-being. That's how we show we love Jesus. That is the one we can satisfy to the uttermost. Let's get this right. To satisfy to care for your spiritual well-being is the one that we can satisfy to the what? To the uttermost. Like if what you want to be. If what you want is to be blessed with spiritual blessing, we must load you till you are saturated. See, we must not be fun trying to satisfy people's physical needs, people's emotional needs. Like, just we cannot, the church cannot go out of its way to say, I must satisfy all your physical needs, emotional needs. You just become an NGO. Stylishly in the mind of several sisters, the primary reason for joining a church is to see a good man to marry.
know they don't do it again nowadays. I don't know if they do it nowadays. Before, when after you have painted the word red like okwe, don't ever go. After you just say, ah, now I need to settle down. That's what they use. Now I want to settle down. I come to church and join the choir. I want you to now say, Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Like, seriously, stylishly. There's an age that you see ladies in church. Age. You won't see them 20, no. 21, no. 22, no. 24. They'll be coming for a special program. 26. Yeah! Hallelujah. It was later now understood what Spirit actually said about wealth and everything. People can just be around you for the very wrong reason. And I've told you the story of the guy I was preaching to. I preached for 2 hours. 2 hours! Official time, I was walking, but I just drove. I was to drive to go and do a walk. I just saw, the guy, there are two skeleton men. One was reading the Bible, the other one just opening the gates. Yeah, Bible! Wow! Awesome! I was back. Switch off my radio. That's why my guy would not call me. I started with him. I didn't know what the guy was talking about. I started, wow! Go ahead. The other one said, wow. When I'm done, I said, can you ask me anything? From the Bible, of course. He just said, sir. He said, something has been in my mind since you started speaking. He said, sir, can you give me your shoe? Look at the shoe. Look at you, give me the shoe. Me, I was explaining, the guy wants to ask, like, sir, what of Hebrews 6? How do I explain Hebrews 6? How do I say shoe? When I was coming from Lagos, that BM, and I passed on Sheung school. So just to see Sheung Mei and Mayo and all of them, prayed with them and said the guys on with their friends. So prayed with them, did 30 minutes meeting with them, just at the end of your vacation. I was about to leave. One of the guys that came for the prayer said, sir, can you just forget it? I need to see you for something. I'll be finishing school in the next 4 years. Is there a way? So that's the situation. Is there a way? How can you help me to get a job, sir? My wife does not have a job. After teaching, Holy Ghost meeting, not an interpretation. And I told you guys, you must team up together. Do something for God in your school. Okay. Sir, how can this is really your fault. The car. I brought the golf. He asked me, a pastor, which bishop that we're going. People can just be around you in church. Wrong reason. Amen. Of course, I'm not saying we don't have people's physical need, but that is as much as you can. But your spiritual needs is not as much as you can, though. Yeah? We will load you. Because if you are consistent in church and you don't grow, who will go at? Who will ask the pastor? So just show, would you come? This guy, how many times did he come to church? The angel just said, he never missed any service. So, Ojut, why didn't he grow? Sir, maybe he's not hearing. But he was coming. That's the point. Anyone that is kind enough to come and sit down, growing. Take the growth like this. What do you do? Pa! So that means if it's not writing, what do you do? Pa, pa! If it's not open, that what do you do? Grow! Let peace grow. See, defender is behind now, looking like one. If he is coming, as long as if you tell him to, anything you tell him, you will not go. Just ensure he grows. I'm write exam since escape here. He's never going to see his mother. Run away. Your mother has eternal life. You are still struggling. Oh, God. Hallelujah. So it's about what you, or what are you feeding them with? That's the point. You came to church early, and 1 hour, Nikki and Isa, they are singing, Holy Ghost, we must not be normal. You know what? When we went to Kaduna to start church, they understood what people are calling persecution. You are in the nuts. Everywhere is hostile. Yet you see carry on speaker, they are doing praise and worship 1 hour. No, that place where we started Chandler Church initially. Yes, I know the church, that went there. The church was there singing early Sunday morning. Yeah. You highly lifted up, Eru, yeah. Ka, yes, you. Oh, but there. On speaker. It's not even speaker. It's on speaker. How would they not be angry and come upon your church? You are in that environment. What should you? I get Russian speaker for Mina Church. He said, Pastor, don't worry. We are not using this. Yeah, keep it down. I will teach them. Amen. I don't use it one day. Holy Ghost, you must not be no marriage. Sorry. And we call it persecution. Say, they are not allowing us to serve God. We are not, the things we are doing in Lagos, that's what we're going to do. No, when you are in South, you think everybody is saved. You don't even know that half of your Lagos is a Muslim. Put a motion. Amen. We must be serious. We must be serious. With what we have received. Oh. Let Christians, let 10%, a tithe of every Christian in Ghana be serious for 2 years. You will not find Islam again. A tithe, 10%. 10%. Frivolities. You come to church, spend time, everything, testimony time. My one sister that has not prayed in tongues before. She said, I have a testimony. I want to express my testimony in the special numbers. Because I said, wow, sister, can you join the choir after service? What's that? Can you join the choir? Because what is tiny? Because you don't know how to eat egg. I mean, what's this? You don't drink garlic. Amen. You must be serious. So if anyone that keeps coming to church must grow. Hallelujah. Praise God. We must not stop until each one of us mayor of the fullness of the stature of Christ. Hallelujah. No, all that is just an introduction. Let us touch something and then before we close. So Luke chapter 1. So never forget, all scriptures are for study, right? The scriptures are for study. That means it's not for quotation. It's not for reading to olive oil. It's not, you know, I'm even coming. You know, all scripture is not actually, you know, you don't have to quote scriptures until before you heal somebody. You know, you don't need a scriptural package to communicate healing. Come to that value. Sometimes we just think that it's until I can cram this Psalm 102. Let the Lord my soul. Until you can cram Psalm 91, everything. That's when healing power will work. No. No. Authority is authority. Are you with me? That means you study the word to know your authority, right? I'm loading that one again to the person. You study the word to understand your authority. Then with your authority, you speak to situations. Just not say if you will speak scripture to the mountain. No. Hallelujah. I use scripture for temptation. Fine. No Allah. But situations, speak the word. Anything you say, it works. But scriptures is for study. I saw a demon in my dream. God said, how many scriptures do you know? I quote one. The demon quote another one. The demon, say the demon, I quote three. Say, I do not quote again. Say, in the third minute. Say, therefore, now went to Isaiah. Cram Isaiah. Cram Jeremiah. Say, now I'm ready. How many of you know a man in London that we call the walking Bible? What do you call it? My God. You see a man preaching, quoting. Everything out of context. What? So scriptures are for what? What must you do to it? Study. Do you know some of you that you are already helping us to set exams to better your guys' knowledge? I know in setting those exams, you will understand the meaning of study. Right? You will be smart, right? You will think. You want to think that, okay, I can twist this thing so they will not understand. Thank God. Is that you set any exam? Thank God. Okay, we will now see that. Yeah, we also use the radic. So Luke 1, verse 1. So the four gospels, we call them the eyewitness account. Okay? Eyewitness account. Four gospels, okay? Call them the eyewitness account. See the reason why we must study them. It's not like cram la poor. It's not just copy and paste. See the reason. Luke 1 verse 1. I want us to read together. One, two, guys. Thank you. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Next verse. Even as they deliver them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. Hold on. This is why I believe that Matthew likely wrote his own account before Luke, right? Because he's saying some people, they wrote before me. Now say in verse 3, it seems good to me also, right? Right? You got that? Also, having had perfect understanding. You know what? Here's the reason why in Matthew 7, it will be said, Matthew, that if you fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly father give good things to them that love him? But when Luke is writing his own, he says, how much more shall your heavenly father give the Holy Ghost? That means there was what? Interpretation. He copied somewhere, he put some more light. That is why that Luke 24, it was only Luke that clearly used those words. That all things must be fulfilled, which were written in these Psalms, prophets, love, everything as concerning me. That Christ must suffer. Luke emphasized the sufferings of Christ and the glory that will follow as the reason for the entire plan. Matthew tried to say everything, but because let me say, like, Luke is somebody that we say maybe he has listened to the whole of entire secret salvation, he has And I said, okay, now let me write it out. Clear away. Of course, now it's clear. I should know the perfect example. So, verse 3 and 4. Okay, let's read together. Thank you, sirs. It seems good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things, from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. Verse 4. Thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. That's the point. For instance, if Luke is saying, I am combining history with understanding. If Luke is saying, now I'm combining the history that I have learned with what? Understanding. What do you think John, how do you think John wrote this? History, understanding, epistles, Holy Ghost, everything together. No, you will wonder that how come Matthew means John 3:16? How come none of them remember the story of Nico? Hope you know it was the conversation with Nico that resulted in John 3:16. Same conversation. Who clearly put John the Baptist in his position? John. Amen. When Matthew is saying the Lord's Prayer is how to pray, our Father who is in heaven, how did the Lord pray in John 17? We're coming there. Who say in my father's house there are many mansions? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Glory, glory. Who else will say, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day? Hallelujah. I am my father, our day shall never perish. Yet the same goes back. In fact, to me, the pick of all. Because all those ones, they are all fine. Who else will say, John 5. Think not that I will accuse you to the Father. I think that's the pick of all. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. People cannot put an outcome. But if you had believed Moses truly, you would have believed him. Ah, that's a lot. Pastor Nika can preach 3 sermons on that verse. So that means understanding made. Now, clearly, can you see that it's not that God was speaking to them? Right. No, right? That's what happened. Especially what I call maybe Matthew, Mark, clearly, those guys, because check their accounts, so similar. No, I can even say, actually, I think the people that really are reading this Bible, they were so intelligent, they really read it. Because Mark was a bit of improvement over Matthew in some parts. If you read that, can I take Mark 11:23, compare it with where Matthew said his own. You see a further light in Mark. Okay, who else gave us Mark 16? Did Matthew ever spoke anything, say anything about tongues? Hello, brother? Are you finding tongues in Matthew? No, Mark 16. That's why I gave a witness and Catholic. Yes, that Mark 16. So, remove it. It's not there. But why is it there? He wrote from understanding. He now combined history with what? Understanding. Exactly, guys. That's why, for instance, you just see that, Matthew just said that, so these people, they want to cast out a demon. They could not cast it out. But when you are reading Mark, you will see the reason why they could not cast him out. Scribes. Teachers of the law. They douse their faith. Hallelujah. So, now, see, go to Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Of course, in Acts already, they already had the Holy Ghost and, for instance, when do you think Luke wrote all these things? That's the question. For instance, in Acts, right, there was the first focus was on Peter. Acts with Peter. Acts with Peter. Acts for Peter. 5. 6. Stephen came smart. He went. 8. Paul came. What happened to Peter? Kept going down. Kept going down. Until didn't see him again. Now focus on Paul. That means this guy, he deliberately wrote letter from understanding. It's not that there is nothing that Barnabas did after then. There's nothing that Peter did. There's nothing that Apollos did. No. He now focused on a man. Are you with me? That means likely these materials will have been written after everything has happened. Amen. Looks like the way Pastor Nyaga would say that. Looks like even John, the epistle and the gospel, he likely wrote them at the same time. And the same love. You see, same love, same thing. John, point of John 3:16 and 1 John 3:16, there's one similarity that they are almost the same. But in that exact verse. Amen. You don't need to be for it. I love the details. Acts 1, verse 1. What's the body of this? Just preach it. Huh? Conscience. What is this? Is it 17? Yes. You know, it's life for us, right? A life for the brethren, right? What is John 3:16? God so loved the world. He lives there for us. So, you're just so much. But that's just a. That was not counting. Okay, Acts 1:1. Because I know the order of priority is into chapters and verses. Acts 1:1. The former treatise. Or is it treatise? Okay. Huh? Whatever you call it. Have I made. So, what is the former treatise? The Gospel of Luke, right? O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. That means he likely wrote the two books for just a man. Think about, see the extent to which Luke went because he was trying to preach to how many men? One man. He wrote the book that we are all reading today. Efforts to help how many? One man. And you just give up, say, I've tried my best. It's not growing. How will he grow? He interpreted, let me say, he interpreted. That is why you see, he interpreted the whole of Matthew. Because of, come on. That's okay. In case that one is not enough, let me now give you the account of Paul and the apostles. So the former treatise is, have I made all Theophilus of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach unto the day in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many in undeniable proof, that is infallible, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Say thank you, Luke. Say thank you, Luke. Hey, we wouldn't have had this account if not for Theophilus and Luke. No, that's a lot. No, even with Acts 2, you know where our Acts 2 is there, Acts 8 is there, Acts 10 is there. Yet you are still fighting different people. You must speak in tongues. What if there is no Acts? And you know, I don't write too much about tongues. Just 4, 12, 14, and maybe 7, Thessalonians. Chance, pass there. Imagine, because they are not writing it because they are sure that there is no, the Bible as at then is still Genesis to us, Malachi. It was updated by men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me use this interpolation. The covenant which was before confirmed of God in Christ, you cannot dishonor. Say that. What I'm trying to say. Men added those things to it. You cannot remove it. None of us can. Like I've showed you in those our series that there are things that men do. God will say, yeah, that's my work. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? It is men that compiled these Old Testament manuscripts. But men saw some book, produced book, Baruch, what they do? They removed it. Thomas, what they do?
this one, no. They remove it, and it stands removed to eternity.
Honor God for fear men, okay? Amen. Praise God. Amen. There is no account of. KJV translation. And if I've studied this, it will be that you have an assignment that I have already submitted. Yeah, we'll bound on it. And just when they are writing the Bible, when they want to, what is the name of this first man? The one before Martin Luther. Thank you. That's one thing. It was after him, when he now wrote the first New Testament, he was the one that first wrote the first New Testament in Latin. Huh? So, after him, it was his materials that, how many elders, they call them, church fathers, they now sat down around the table for, 2 years, they now sat down, they read everything. They read everything. Move some. No, it's just, I call it a table of sincerity. So we're in Nigeria, this morning, and we are still fighting over tithes. If everybody can just sit down, let's come and sit down over this matter for 10 days. That's the solution. Well, boy, people, they already know the result of the sitting down, they will not come. We are not going to worry. No, God told you, no, Rema. There's no, yeah, everybody drop your Holy Ghost outside. Holy Ghost, outside. Thank you. No, the Holy Ghost said that's causing water. Are you with me? That's me. Spirit says, the Spirit. The Spirit. Okay, Spirit, thank you. Stay outside. We are going to be here for the next 3 days. Oh, yeah, bring out every verse in the Bible about tithe. Nothing. 3 days, there will be solution. Will they come? No. Somebody who can open his mouth to say, even if God appeared to me and said, seed sowing does not work, I will tell him, no. What else is license to sin? God is a real messy friend. Try that with God, Moses. You don't finish it. Amen. So, I'm teaching you two things, right? Don't worry, I was soon close. Just relax. I'm going to finish what I have. Don't belittle your little labors of today. That's what I'm trying to say since. While we are talking about the teachings of Jesus, some people documented it. They never knew it would become this worldwide. God did not tell them to write it down. Men just saw those materials. And guess what? These materials will be the basis of judgment. Hallelujah. That Paul will said, when God will judge the world according to my gospel. Of course, the gospel is the preaching of Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't belittle those labors of today. Your simple exam notes. Pastor just said somebody wrote exam in Kaduna. How many pages, man? That's 70 pages. That was it. 70. And there is no financial reward. Same. That you guys wrote
70.
When I was reading, when the one inside exam that I was reading, and they did it, I was reading Pastor Joy's script. How to put you out of that. Go.
Finish.
Not finish. Now go to that, the universalist. No, there's no question that I was so long. Look amazing. Don't worry, I was going to. This teaching video of Jesus is like, I'm sorry, what do you call finally call this your teaching? If this has given me a title, hallelujah. December, we have not finished. Because the way I'm seeing it, it's plenty. Just starting with the text, just legalism, right? Everything that's Judaism. Judaism, Calvinism, and Manism. Yeah, plenty. Urbanism, you know, Tolunism, everything. Everything. Hallelujah. So now, I just, you know, look at that label, 70 pages. Right, please, don't be a fan of throwing away your church notes. The issue is that you are in an edified assembly. If some of you are in some countries, you are not just Geo, you are God. With the little you know. They will not call you Geo. Say, please, leave God. Speak to us. Amen. It's because we are just, that's why you are, look like you don't know the word. If some nations were written to us, they will receive God. Hallelujah. I don't disdain my labor of today. Please don't. Remember, there was two years that I was praying 3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours in the night every day. If I miss it one day, I double up tomorrow. Every day. After then, when some people say that they are trying to pray to God to know who to marry, just be like them. It is so odd. We are praying to God. God, where is he? I'm not saying, you don't get me wrong. I mean, praying. Now, see the praying as too much praying. You understand? Not just, I want to inquire. Like, one more. Alpha, now, I'm still praying. Alpha, brother, you are still praying. No, you're not praying. That's why, that thing that you taught us in our old relationship center is actually very vital. You said that before you start praying to God after you married, at least you have known how God speaks to you. That one is actually very correct. Praise God. For the first time, we celebrated our fathers, right? And we uploaded them. Amen. That's actually very correct. That means you are already used to a communication. What I can say clearly is that those labor, it sets me on a path of sincerity. I do things for the right reason. Is it your labor? Amen. Glory to God. Come on, let us do this now. Let's close. So, they were not moved by the Holy Ghost to, or in the exam. Were you always moved by the Holy Ghost? Do you have the Holy Ghost then? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So I just implore you, okay? Let me stop it. I want to go back and I explain that last prayer again. Comprehensive. So don't miss Friday, okay? Friday will be there by 7, right? And now bring it down. Like that last prayer issue. What we have done separate to a lot of texts in the Old Testament, in the four Gospels, is, for instance, we have done it before, those 2:28, 2:10, 2:11. When I ask you that, Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. What's that? He said, okay, no. Then Jesus was just speaking law. That was law. He said, why? No, Jesus didn't say that. He said, therefore, he used law small. Later, with his father, it's not law, it's ministry. Same thing that Paul also wrote in 1 Corinthians 9. You with me? So before we just say, what this? And just say, no, don't mind Jesus there. He's just joking. Or he was thinking. No. Hallelujah. I've told you that the words of Jesus must not be contrary to the epistles. Okay? Are you with me? The epistles must only explain out further, clearer. The only issue is that in the epistle, man with a man by the Spirit is speaking to men by the Spirit. But in the four Gospels, Jesus was speaking to men without the Spirit. Therefore, he used several parables, idioms, rhetorical questions, figurative expressions, just to communicate the truth to them. Thus, that the teachings in the Gospels are contrary to that in the what? in the epistles. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I beseech you today, value your labor. Don't disdain the things you are doing for the kingdom. Don't disdain the years, the months of it. What is years here, right? What is 3 months? In my word, it's 2 years. Wait, what else is years? It's been over 1,000. What else? Yeah, yeah, amen. Praise God. So don't disdain these years, okay? Don't disdain these years. It will bring forth a good result. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I value these days. Say, I value these days. Amen, amen. So, don't forget the 2 major things I taught, I said today, your disciples, what must you do to them? Thank you. What do you say, guys? Blow them, Abby. Blow, kick, hijack, kidnap, plus, suffocate them with the word. And you have to resuscitate them. Amen. Feed them with the word. It must be deliberate. It must be constant. It must be continuous. Okay? Deliberate, constant, continuous, instant. You must not stop. Stability comes with much learning. Okay? Stability will only come in what? Much learning. Pack your small jotter. I beseech you by the mercy of the Lord. Now, come here on Friday. You come with heart. Over. Amen. Glory to God. So happy induction. Glory to God. That's your first official acting, right? Many more to come. Once it starts, it does not stop. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Peter. Everybody, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Pastor Gavali, rest. Let us pray about the ministry you have received. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So Pastor Gavali, rest. See that teaching of that this breaking divine was. I see it causing bringing a lot of corrections to men, not even in this church alone, not even in Abuja alone, even in the body of Christ, and beyond humanity in general, it will help them. Amen? Let us pray. We are not discouraged on this journey, on this path of sincerity, in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, louder. Come on. Yell on now. So tap up, katiki, post, take a pillar, or so about. Note my words, that teaching, breaking the words, it will create a lot of reconstruction, rearrangements. People will specially order for that series from countries. Humanity. It will help humanity. Glory to God. Ah! See? Amen. I remember it was actually over 10 years ago that I first heard that song, We Will Break the Valley Walls. And then it just speaks so strongly. But I don't understand too strongly to then, like I did now. We're not just talking about our commitment to ourselves. When we sing that song, we are talking about our commitment to humanity. Every human being is religious. Atheism is a religion. It's our commitment to, not even to the body of Christ, what they call it, humanity. Hallelujah. We say we will break the binding. We are not talking about just a minister said. No. We are talking about our duty. What we are going to do. Oh, glory to God. We pick this message. Accurate interpretation. Decision. Hallelujah. Say that we hear. Yeah. Amen, amen. No, we know how to take advantage of things. There was insecurity and people are just building fence every day, everywhere. Now you cannot access Esther. Don't build fence over social media. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's no fence over that one. Yes, you hack it. Amen, amen. We break dividing walls. Oh, glory to God. And the man of God has said some months ago that, well, God is saying that we are going to change everything. We are going to change the word for Christ. Well, mighty Martin, that we tried. Pastor, talking like a critic. Martin, that tried. He put a you better do your own part too and leave the same. What type of mentality is that? Why stand we in jeopardy? Let us do our own and let us go. So you know, if I might say that, I just want to do my own and go. How will you do your own? That's a pastor. Just because you are trying to get somebody. No. Imagine Jesus saying, apostles, don't worry, just do your best. Who defines your best? Just do your best. Just try, sha. Oh, no. Amen. Praise God. You don't die for your best. Do you die for your best? Who dies for his best? You know, I want to try my best. I want to die. Arrested Paul. Say, guy, I want you, President Governor, I want you to be as I am. Be as I am. He said, for me to live is Christ. For me to die is King. We have found something to live for. Hallelujah! Amen. We have found a cause to live for. God has said strong, leave none behind, and we march forward to the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, visitors. How are you doing, everybody?